So welcome back to part one of Heart Series 2 and to day 7. Now, today I'd like to have a look at the kind of attitude that you're bringing to this particular exercise, into this visualization. So I mentioned, I think it was back on day 1 or day 2, about the idea of sort of perhaps a parent and the way they would feel towards a child. And the willingness, if they could, in that moment, to take on whatever it is that the child's going through so that the child doesn't have to experience it themselves. That's the kind of attitude we're looking to bring, to cultivate, in this particular exercise. Now, very often, when we relate to our own experience of mind, for whatever reason, we perhaps don't feel that we deserve that luxury of having all that sort of stuff, that baggage, that difficulty removed. It's quite common, actually, to feel like that, for whatever reason. But as much as possible, I'd like you to just try to relate to yourself in the same way as a mother or father might relate to their child. They say if you're already a parent, then you'll find this much easier to relate to. But even if you aren't, there's probably going to be somebody in your life. It could be someone very young or someone very old, perhaps somebody very vulnerable, who you see suffering in some way and who, when you see them, you instinctively would just like to be able to take on their difficulty for them and replace it with a sense of happiness. So today, just bringing perhaps a little bit more of that softer, kinder attitude to the practice, it really does make a very big difference. But just take a moment or two to settle yourself in the chair. And when you're ready, just take a couple of nice big deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. And with the next out breath, as you close the eyes, just becoming a little bit more aware of the other senses, more aware of the space around you in the room. And as you just bring the attention to the sensations in the body now, just starting to scan down from head to toe, notice not only what the sensations are, but also how you relate to those sensations, whether there's particular resistance to certain areas, perhaps attachment to certain feelings. And as you scan down through the body, as always, just taking the time to notice what kind of mood the mind is manifesting today, what kind of emotional quality the mind has right now. And as you pause just briefly to reflect on your motivation, just remember that idea of beginner's mind, how important it is to begin each day being clear about your motivation today, very specifically today, just making sure that you're not about to begin the practice with the intention or idea to get rid of thoughts, to get rid of emotions, but understanding what it is you're doing when you sit each day and how that benefits both you and others. And now, if you haven't done already, just starting to become more aware of the breath, just settling into that rising and falling sensation. And just maintaining that focus, that awareness of the breath, just for the next couple of minutes. just as before, continuing to be aware of the breath, not identifying with the breath so strongly that you're thinking of it as I'm breathing or my breath, simply being aware of that feeling, the inhalation, the exhalation. And as you maintain your awareness of that, just bring to mind the image of yourself and just watching as that exchange begins quite naturally, quite easily. You don't have to do anything. You're just watching the breath, the exchange, and the result of that exchange on the image in the mind. Just staying with that now. And now when you reach a point, when you, in your mind, you look perfectly relaxed, comfortable, at ease, no problems whatsoever. Just letting the image go and just letting the mind do whatever it wants to do. And then just bringing the attention back to the body, back to that feeling of contact, the weight of the body, back to any sounds, smells, tastes. As you just gently open the eyes, take a moment to refocus, to be aware of the space around you. Just clear in your mind how you feel right now. Clear in your mind about your intention to be aware throughout the day today. And when you've done that, just sitting back in the chair. So hopefully by now that idea of projecting any difficulties that might arise in the meditation is really starting to take root, and that's offering you a very skillful way of dealing with any discomfort, whether it's mental, physical, emotional. Of course, how you then apply this to your everyday life becomes increasingly important. If you find yourself in moments of difficulty throughout the day. And this is a really useful thing to do. You can either simply remind yourself of how you felt in that moment where you imagined yourself looking perfectly relaxed and happy, free from any problems, or you can simply tune in to your breath in that moment of difficulty. And imagine, you don't even have to visualize. You can just imagine that an exchange is taking place, an exchange is happening. You breathe in, or you experience the inhalation. There's just a willingness to take on any difficulty. It's like you find a little bit of extra strength and confidence in yourself to actually breathe into that. And then as you exhale, there's a willingness to let go of the desire to be happy, to be free from those things. And consequently, you actually get to experience a greater sense of lightness and of happiness. So this isn't a technique or an exercise designed purely for when you sit and do meditation. And in fact, when we get on to part two of Heart Series 2, you'll see how, if anything, it's the other way around. It's really designed for everyday life. And all we're doing in the meditation is just creating a really firm sort of practice, a greater sense of confidence and familiarity with the practice that we can then apply in everyday life. So do remember, this is something that you can actually use throughout your day today. But I'll see you back here tomorrow for day 8 of part 1.